And now I'm joined in the studio by Tina Lassman, who's the owner and manager of the Little Legs Nursery and Preschool of Hutton. First off, Tina, welcome to Phoenix FM. And I've got to ask you, what made you decide to establish your nursery and how long has it been going?
Well, we've been going since 2010, but previous to that, I've always worked with children, whether it was coaching gymnastics or a swimming teacher, and I really got involved because my children, I was never a mum who would sit on the sides. I always wanted to get involved. So, yeah, it went from there, really, and then I started to Childmind. We had one child, and now we've grown and grown, and I actually had to move out of my house, and we are a full-day nursery now. So
you're not operating a nursery, though, from where you live now, are you?
No, I no longer live there. No.
I wondered if you've moved into where the nursery was.
No. Oh, no. We moved out of there, yes.
Now, you're a local girl. You hail from Billericay. And although you've established your operation, first of all, in Hutton, you've got several more Little Legs nurseries, don't you?
We have. We've grown over the last 5 years. We now open a nursery in Southend and Sittingbourne. We also do a before and after school and preschool in Billericay next to the Ivory Rooms. And we do an after school in Ingrave Johnston School and South Green School. So yes, we've got 6 settings now.
Just showing off. Now, Sittingbourne, I mean, that's the other side. That's like the foreign country, the other side of the water. What made you start up there?
Well, we did try to get one locally, but it was proving hard to do. So we just went further and further afield, and we ended up in Sittingbourne. We found a lovely building there. So yeah, we thought it'd be a good place to open another nursery.
And have you got plans for any more?
Well, funny you should say that. was going to call it a day, but we have been approached by a local school and asked us could we open a nursery on their grounds, which is Larchwood School. So at the moment, it's just down the Ongar Road in Brentwood. So we're just doing market research as we speak. So if anybody is interested in a 2-year-old provision in Larchwood School, please get in touch.
Right. Now, so it's obviously quite a big operation for lots of little legs. Is it that's so special? What makes you different from the other types of operation?
Well, we really are home from home, and we've got lovely, lovely staff that work in Little Legs. We have lovely food. We have the cameras that parents can look in. And we try to be as flexible as we can with our parents because it's hard out there today. And as a parent myself, I know what it's like bringing up 3 children. So it's tough. So I try to make it as easy as possible for the parents and let them have reassurance that when the children are with us, they are having the best possible time that any child could have.
But do you have that in all of your establishments or only the Hutton one?
No, it's run through every setting. We are home from home, and that's what we pride ourselves on.
But the Hutton one in particular, looking at your website, it's got a lot of grounds in it, which I assumed that the others didn't have as big a ground.
No.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, we've got the biggest ground. It's just under an acre there, so it's pretty beautiful, really.
Yes.
The others don't have a big garden, but it's equally as exciting and stimulating for the children.
Now, as you say, that this is a sort of home from home, so you presumably have a restaurant service. I can imagine that could be fun.
Yeah.
I know how picky children could be.
Well, we do have a menu, and we have anything on that menu from chicken curries to traditional spaghetti bolognese, roast dinners. Parents, when we're showing them around the nursery, say, forget it. My child won't sit there at that table and eat food like these other children. But they do. They all fall into place and their skills come into play and they actually do follow and sit down and they enjoy eating with their friends.
All of them?
Yeah, they may get a little bit messy, but, you know, practitioners are there on hand to help.
I can think of one who is now grown up who I could almost guarantee you would not have done, but still. Now, how do you cope with it? I mean, there's always going to be the one that won't settle down and eat everything that's put in front of them, isn't there?
Well, we try to encourage and to the best as we can. And children do. They will try if you be a little bit patient with them. But obviously there are children who just won't.
Threaten to wring their necks.
Yeah, so we do. We have options there for them. But some get a little bit too clever, though, because they know if they hang it out that Louise would then offer something like a sandwich or a beans on toast instead. Yeah. So we have to be a little bit careful and encourage them as much as possible.
So how many children are you looking after on a daily basis?
In Hutton, we have 45, 50 per day.
Per day?
Yes.
Is it the same ones or is there a mixture?
We do get some that come 5 days a week, or we do get some that come one or two times a week. Yeah, it just depends, really. We do have a lot of working parents too, so they travel up
who
to
come
London.
In. And I mean, looking after such a huge number of people, you've got an enormous responsibility. How do you deal with them?
The responsibility is huge. You just can't imagine. And you have to have eyes everywhere to look after the children. But we find that we stimulate them and give them lots of opportunity to experience inside and outside the setting. And generally, if you keep the children happy with lots of activities, then your job becomes a lot easier.
Now, how many staff do you have?
In Hutton, we have 18 staff. Not all of them are counted in ratio. There are some that are supernumerary, because you must realise that, you know, we can't just stick to the ratios, because you always need those extra pair of hands with children.
Tell me about it. And what about the other ones? Presumably they haven't got quite so many people there.
Well, they are still quite big, the nurseries. I mean, across the board, I think we've got about 50 members of staff who work with us in Little Legs. Yes.
Have you got that flexibility to be able to deal with it if in case of sicknesses? Because, I mean...
Yeah, for sure. That does become a problem. But there are people who are supernumerary, as I just said. And also we have good agencies on hand that we can call on at a drop of a hat, and they can draft in extra staff. They've all been DBS. They're all qualified. So we're quite happy that they can carry on.
Now, you know what I'm going to ask you next, because it's obviously a big operation. So it ain't going to come cheap. So how much does it cost, roughly?
Well, we're quite competitive with our prices, again, because we think of our parents and we know how hard it is out there. But for a full day, we charge £45 per day, and that actually works out less than £5 per hour. So it's quite competitive for our prices.
And do you find that the children are coming in first thing in the morning and they're there until the parents come home, or is there a mixture of that?
It's a complete mixture. Obviously, parents' needs, there are some people, as I said, who could drive up to London, get the train up to London, or you get parents who just want us to look after their children for part of the day while they're perhaps studying or going on to do part-time work. We just have a whole host of different parents on board with us.
Now, of course, there are some people out there who might say, well, you might be offering this, but shouldn't the parents really, if they've got children, spend more time with them than perhaps just farming them out day after day after day?
I don't think parents do farm their children out, really.
Well, you just said that a lot of them are there every day.
Yeah, there are some, but some parents need to work. And
Most people need to work.
And they know that they're in good hands, and we do give them good experiences. And I think children should be with other children. They learn all different skills, like, as you mentioned, having their lunch together, sitting at tables. So that's all skills that they acquire while being at nursery. And also, I think the best thing we do is give the children lots of messy play. So I don't think a lot of my parents would appreciate that happening at home. We've always got messy play out, so always a mess.
And how do you deal with situations of table manners and picking up bad language and things like that?
Well, the practitioners who work in Little Legs are very good. We role model, we encourage good behaviour, good table manners. And I think, you know, if you're practicing good practice all the time, children will only pick up good habits, and that's what we promote.
Good stuff. All right. Now, look, we've put you through the ringer, as it were. Now it's your chance to tell everybody where they can get in touch with you or what they should do if they'd like to do that.
Okay, we're at 664 Rayleigh Road, Hutton, Brentwood. Telephone number is 01277 621 064. We have a lovely admin team who will take your calls and give you further information. But come along, have a visit with us, and I'm sure you'll be really pleased to see what we've got to offer. Lastly, can I just say a big thank you, because we know we're only as good as our staff, and we do have excellent staff. Thank you to the parents for being so supportive over the years, and thank you to the lovely children who come each day to the set-in.
Great stuff. All right. Well, thanks very much indeed for coming in, and best of luck with your new venture as well.
Thank you.